Star 88.3, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and talking about one of my favorite subjects is loving on young people, loving on kids, and adoption and foster care close to my heart. And of course, this ministry is close to my heart. Love Church Ministries has a ministry called FamBit, and I'm going to let Pastor share about that in just a little bit. And now their Build on Love event, which is different this year. You know, we're not meeting the same, but it's going to be wonderful. Pastor Wallace from Love Church. Thank you, Pastor. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, thank you so much, Melissa, for having me on. We are, as you said, it's different this year. We are holding our annual event to bring awareness to youth coming out of foster care. And this year, from March 22nd through the 26th, we're going to have daily inspiration and testimony from the young people and just an updated message on what's going on with young people, especially during these trying times in COVID.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What do you think people don't know or don't understand about foster care?
These young people come out of foster care. First of all, they're broken away from their families because of trauma. They enter into foster care. And one of the most detrimental things that happen during foster care is most of them are transferred multiple times even before they exit foster care. Some don't get adopted, and when they are not adopted, they then exit foster care and are left to fend for themselves. And they take their trauma into life, and all of the brokenness and broken relationships and all of that follows them, and they're not healed, right? And so this year, we're talking about being healed for real. We want to help them become healed for real, because we could put that mask on and we can kind of fake it till we make it, but that's not healing. That's just, you know, playing our role. And so we want them to be healed for real.
So explain to us, when these kids come out of the foster care system and they don't have a forever family and they don't have somewhere to go, they need somewhere to go. Is that what you are offering them?
Absolutely. You know, one of the saddest statistics about these young people are they are prime candidates for human trafficking, because when they disappear, there's no parents to follow up on them. Yes. No one's missing them because they don't have a family unit and they don't have a community of people around them that they're missed. Yes. And so when they come into our program, we're helping to prevent that, first of all, and we're helping them to heal from the trauma that they already have. And that's why it's important to support these young people.
Okay, my heart is leaping out of my chest right now. I just want to help them so much. So that's what you can do as you're listening, saying, how do I help? How do I get in on this? Build on Love 2021, Healed for Real, virtual event, March 22nd through the 26th. And how can they give?
Because it's online and all of their giving can be online, or they can send a check through the mail to our mailing address, 1331 East Berry Street in Fort Wayne, 46803. And if they have any questions on how they can give, they can call us or visit our website. But the virtual event, while we're sharing these stories, there'll be links to give. Good. And this year, our focal point is to bring in more young people. We're trying to go from the 7 we have right now to 40 young people, which we're excited about. And so this event will take us a long way in doing that.
Pastor Wallace, thank you for that. We want you to be a part of this as you're listening. I know your heart is moved. Build on Love 2021, Healed for Real, coming up March 22nd through the 26th. It's going to be virtual, so you can watch it several times, share it with other people, and I'll make it easy for you if you want to get in on this. It's on my Conversations link, everything about this right now, so you can get connected and you can help at star883.com.